It's time for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center. Skiing across fresh-fallen snow through a ponderosa forest, I pause at strange tracks with no apparent beginning or end, as if some animal had fallen from the sky. Wing tracings reveal a delicate brush of feathers. Within a heavy indentation where the bird must have struck, the snow is stained slightly red. The wingspread measures almost as long as my outstretched arms. Imagine the night before, when a great-horned owl swooped upon a deer mouse with talons outstretched. In one fierce grasp, the bird lifted its prey and flew off again on muffled wings. Crouching down to study the scene more carefully, I find the faint, hopping tracks of this mouse or vole leading directly to the end of its life. Winter is the best season to hone tracking skills. The snow bears stories of wildlife drama and the daily trudge of survival in winter. Along a river, beaver forge channeled snow trails from favorite cottonwood trees to the icy waters. Their logging operation leaves a bounty of evidence, from the chewed trees and wood chips to the drag marks of their flat tails and large branches. Look for elongated, webbed tracks that usually reveal 3 of 5 toes. Their paws are flippers, too, perfect for strong swimmers who bear heavy loads. In my backyard, 3-pronged tracks below the bird feeder form a pattern as unreadable and lovely to me as Chinese lettering. Superimposed on bird tracks are the paw prints of gray squirrels, and that story of unending competition for seeds. To become a wildlife tracker requires the persistence of a detective. A single track is not enough. A whole trail pattern is better. And then there are many factors to consider. What size are the tracks, and what is the distance between them? Did the hind feet precede the front feet in landing? Did warming temperatures melt some of the tracks, causing them to widen? Are all the toes actually visible? Did the trail pattern change from a walk to a run? Even with Olas J. Murie's A Field Guide to Animal Tracks and a ruler in hand, it helps to know generally the wildlife inhabiting an area in order to eliminate some choices immediately. Another useful book for breaking mysterious codes in the snow is Tracking and the Art of Seeing by Paul Resendez. To discover wildlife stories cast in snow takes an awareness of the entirety of our landscape and an ability to focus on what's near at hand, and often subtle. Deborah Ritchie Oberbillig wrote this week's program. I'm Caroline Kurtz for Field Notes, brought to you by the Montana Natural History Center, providing natural history education for schools and the public throughout Montana. To find out about our winter programs and Saturday Discovery Days, call 327-0405 or visit us online at www.montananaturalist.org.